Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of KFFB's Open Mic program, and we do have Senator John Bozeman with me right now. And Senator, you know, it seems like we've been on a spring tour this year, going from city to city all over Arkansas.
We have, and it's so good to be in Arkansas and be around a lot of normal people versus some of the goings-on in Washington.
You got that right. You know, it is kind of coming home, but what's really neat is wherever you are, there's food, and that's the reason I always follow you.
Well, that's always, again, a good reason to be in Arkansas. The food is great, and the pounds are mounting up. From your lips to your hips.
That's right. And the deep fried Oreos from Sonic at Clinton. I appreciate those guys. They do a good job. That's for sure. Well, I've got an awesome guest here. We got the Van Buren County Judge, Dale James, also Clinton Mayor, Richard McCormick, also the Fairfield Bay Mayor, Paul Wellenberger, and Clinton's Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Jason Hayes. And they've got a lot of neat things going on here, which you learned about.
We've got a who's who.
That's right.
So it's great.
This is kind of tough to be in the studio like this, isn't it?
No, very much. So.
I feel like a quartet. We could all just stand around and do it.
Very good. Like I say, it's a real honor to be with these people. And again, these are folks that work awful hard, doing their very best, trying to move the area along.
Well, Dale, I know you've just hit the ground running with Van Buren County. A lot of excitement going on here, for sure.
Absolutely. And we got to tour several roads yesterday with Senator Bozeman, and we're looking forward to a good relationship on that front to push maybe some funding our direction through the new infrastructure bill.
And that's really awesome. And then for the mayor here in Clinton, I'm telling you, this is just amazing, Richard, what you've done with the lights on Highway 65. We've talked about this for years. It feels like that's one of those projects that go on forever, but it's coming. We see the light at the end of the tunnel.
We're getting there. We're excited about the road widening. And so we work with Fairfield Bay too. We love 65. It's getting wide. We're open for business. But right as you get to the north end of town, hang a ride at that red arrow and enjoy the Grist Ferry Lake. We're excited that spring is here. Kayaking, canoeing, the rivers are full, the lake's full. Fairfield Bay is about to open up their big hotel. We want people to come this way and stay and visit.
And that's true. And, you know, they always say old mayors never die. They move to Fairfield Bay because you got more fun to go on there for sure.
Well, you got to hurry this interview up. I got a tea time.
See, that's what it is. That is fun stuff for sure. Yeah, so, yeah. And I got, when we look at the Area Chamber of Commerce, it's so exciting. You're kind of like the cheerleader for these guys. You talk about all the fun things to do, and that's what's coming here to Clinton, too.
Yes, sir. I mean, they're doing all the work. I just get to package together and be the guy to display it to everybody. And that way, you know, I get to look good and you just capitalize on all their hard work.
You know, that is right. You know, when you look at the bills, like the highway bill and things like that, that's what you really get to see coming through Clinton and on 65.
Well, and all of these things are great. It's all jobs, 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 the economy. When you do those things, whether it's transportation issues or whatever, it's the economic opportunity that it produces. That's really what it's all about.
Well, that's true, and it's something you had the Small Business Administration here, and that is something for anywhere in Arkansas. They can contact your office if they don't know what to do, because you've got the people who can make it happen.
Very much so. If anything comes up, really, regarding issues like small business, IRS, Social Security, veterans, anything that has to do with the federal government, we'd be glad to ask a question, see if we can help them get it straightened out.
And that's one thing here in Van Buren County that has a hospital, which we've talked about the veterans, and there's some of those things that they can have done here now, and they need to be asking those questions.
Yeah, reworked veterans health care so that you don't have to travel like you used to. That'll start phasing in June. If you're 30 minutes away from primary care, an hour away from specialty care, then you'll be able to stay in your community and actually access local care. So that's going to be a big help, especially for our veterans that are elderly and sometimes very, very difficult to travel.
And we're talking about the county. What do you see coming? You got some things you're working on you can talk about?
We have some things that we can't necessarily talk about, but we do have a lot in the works. We have several letters that have been written by the mayors of each individual city of welcome and acceptance of those businesses into the area. We've started off with just cold calls and worked from there, and we've gotten some nibbles, so we'll see how it all pans out. As Mayor Wellenberger well knows, we can think something is right there. And then something happens and we go back to the drawing board, and we may do that a lot, but that's okay. That's what it's all about.
Paul, with the Fairfield Bay, it started with the conference center. And I always said, if you got the conference center back open, that helps the entire county because the conferences will come once it was open, but you had to have the hotel, and now they're coming.
Yeah, and Senator Bozeman, without your help, we wouldn't have the conference center, which led to the hotel. And talk about jobs, jobs, jobs. We had, with Bob's help, our first job fair ever, I think, in Fairfield Bay, trying to get people that we could employ for the hotel. So, and Bill James was on there with me. So, I mean, that's awesome to see it. It's just an exciting place to be. And it started with a little old grant we got to fix the conference center, and they got everything going.
And as we've said, Jason, you've mentioned this, with the new highway, which it's becoming four-lane, it's becoming a reality going to Conway. A lot of people are trying to move out of the metropolitan area of Conway and looking to Clinton.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's one of our main projects this year, is to really market to the Clinton market and try to pull some bedroom community people up this way. We've got great schools, great health care. We've got a hometown feel and, you know, really everything you need. It's a short drive. It's just really a great place to live.
And it's kind of an easy job once you take it over. Once the highway's done, it makes a lot better for you, Mayor Richard.
A whole lot better. I'll tell you, Paul Wellenberger, he's a tough act to follow. But he ain't the kind of guy he works so well with the county. Got an energetic judge here, and some good things are happening.
And Jason, I tell you what, when we talk about Van Buren County, this is something that's really neat. The Hunger Run. This is where the entire county of businesses and people come together to help the needy. And that's coming up next Saturday.
Yes, sir. On the 30th, just get down in Clinton downtown in the morning, and it's going to be a great race. It goes to the food banks and really a good cause. Megan Warren does a great job putting the event together.
It does. And, you know, that's one thing we say, Mayor Richard, is what it's all about, being in Van Buren County and Clinton.
Yeah, and there's something for everybody. I've started out in the Hunger Run. Now I'm down to the walk. So they have, you know, it's something for folks like me. But, yeah, it's getting everybody downtown. Megan does do a great job, goes to a great cause. Get out there early Saturday with your sneakers and jump in. Also, the Arbor Day is coming up, and I think they're going to be trying to give away some trees down there, 150 hardwood trees to anybody who will take them. So we're going to try to tie that in with the Hunger Run. So a week from Saturday, come downtown Clinton. Before we get out of here, Senator Bozeman, all of these guys agree, he is doing a fantastic job. And just this 30 minutes a day is very informational for me. It's helpful, and we're so glad he's doing this, coming back to the state, and it's very important to us. So
that's the spring tour, just promoting Arkansas, and that's what it's all about.
No, it really is. It's all about working together. We all are called to do different things, and you bring it all together, and then good things happen. So we're committed to helping any way that we can, and we just appreciate the hard work of our elected officials that do such a good job around here. That, you know, these are tough jobs. You know, we can be very, very proud of the effort, and again, moving in the right direction. That's what it's all about.
Well, Senator, thanks for taking time and talking with all of us here on KFFB's Open Mic.
Thank you so much, as always, for having me.